When Wilbur will call, and even his night, I hurry to mine. Blue heaven, you turn to the right, you find a little bright light that leads you to mine. Blue heaven.
Welcome again to our Blue Heaven and the Naked Football Show. And my special guest today, I say special because he stepped in at the very last minute, is the Vulture, otherwise known as Sir Tim Kenny. On, are you, what are you? No, you're, what are you on Twitter, Tim?
I am Sir Tim Kenny.
You are Sir Tim Kenny,
because
at Sir Tim Kenny on Twitter.
Yeah, because I don't like the honour system, so I'm circumventing it.
I thought you were going to say
myself
I thought you were going to say something else there for a minute. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you. Nice to be here in the glittering new
studio.
Arena.
New
in downtown Ipswich. Yeah.
New studio, new green room, new cellar for beer.
It's nice, yeah.
It is, isn't it? It's
stone's throw from the bus station.
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
You've got it all here.
Yeah, yeah, we had a couple of gins and I took him down the cellar. We had a couple of beers as well. So it should be an interesting show.
Could be, yeah.
What have you, I don't know. We've had a bit of news about Luongo and about him retiring from Australia. What are your thoughts on all of that and then the derby? In fact, just take it away, Tim. I'll just go for a walk. I'll go and have another gin.
Yep, all right. See you later, Graham. let's start with the derby. Because my primary emotion about the derby is intense annoyance.
Oh.
Because we didn't win. That's all they've got over us, isn't it? The fact that they beat us, or at least not lose to us. Every time since 2009, that's all they've got. Oh, you never beat us. Oh, you never beat us.
It did look as though they'd won the Champions League, didn't it, at the end?
I thought they had won the Champions League. You know, I thought, it's a star going on the shirt for this point, I tell you. But no, I mean, we've only got ourselves to blame. We should have been three or four up at half time. Not really clinical enough. Maybe the emotion of the occasion. Classic case of playing the occasion and not the game. I don't know. But let's face it, the Budgies scuttled back north of the border with a barely deserved point.
Mm.
And they are now waving this point across the border at us, laughing, saying, look what we've got, ha 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 ha. Now, my theory on this is that you get results like that in every season, right? Remember Lincoln last season when we battered them and lost 1-0?
Yes.
You're going to get results like that every season. The annoying thing is it happened against them.
Yeah.
Against all the teams it could have happened against. You know, Cardiff, Plymouth, Swansea. We just say, that's annoying. But the annoyance factor has been doubled, tripled even, because it's the yellow trophy-phobic neighbours from the north. Yeah. Who wouldn't know a cup if they went into a Potter's and smashed one. Anyway, rant over. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Thank you, everyone. Till next week. I looked on Twitter. In fact, I only just saw it just now, and it was done by one of those up the road, or one of them, as you call them, doing all the stats. He's obviously one of these guys. We've got one, haven't we, that can do all the stats. And
We keep him.
Very clever, to be honest.
He is very good.
Yeah, blinding me with science. But
yeah,
he did it from their point of view because he's one of them. And I must admit, it was very good. And he finished by saying that, let's be honest, there's a chasm between Ipswich and Norwich now.
Yeah.
And Norwich have got to pull their socks up, basically.
Yeah, basically.
If Budgies have socks, you're into birding, you'd know more about that than I do.
Budgies don't have socks, I can confirm that. but it's... No, it's right. I mean, they were battered to all, you know. And, there was a golfing class, an absolute chasm between the two teams on the day. And I think they were as surprised as anyone when they went 2-1 up.
Mm.
They were defending for their lives for 3 points and then subsequently for a point.
Yeah.
Combined with a little bit of maybe the radar being off for our front players.
It was almost as if, I think I said this to someone else, it was almost as if they were so intent on putting that ball in the net they'd hit it as hard as they possibly
exactly,
could.
Exactly, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it was it Burns that skied it over the bar, and you think, my God.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
You know, but, just normally he'd have pinged that in rather than just...
Exactly. Just taking half a second more, a breath, calm down, bang it in the net.
Yeah.
This is just me here just speculating, but... Like he would have done against any other opponent in any other game, maybe.
Mm. Well, exactly. And as he did towards the end.
And he did towards the end, He worked it out towards the end. He took the ball and calmly smacked it in the bottom corner of the net and restored some sort of order to the universe.
Yeah.
Because I think I would have gone to the nearest policeman and complained of a robbery had they gone away with all 3 points. But fortunately, they didn't lose. And one of the positives is that I think Kieran mentioned after the game, they were celebrating it like a Champions League victory.
And Dirty Leeds dropped a point as well,
or dropped two points,
which was quite good after they were leading as well.
Yeah, they did, and then Leicester took full advantage, obviously.
Yeah.
On Monday night, didn't they?
Mm.
But I think maybe Leicester aren't our competition. Maybe
we have a question about that, I think, coming up. I'll ask them. Okay. I mean, and the other thing, the other bit of news today was Luongo retiring from international football.
Mm.
Now that may be sad for Luongo, but it's obviously not that sad because it was his decision.
Yeah.
And obviously going all that way and back is, he's not going to just play for Australia. He's going to miss a few Ipswich games, wouldn't he? Because even if he comes straight back. You know, that's a long way, isn't it, Australia?
Yeah, the first thing I learned in geography, Russia is big and Australia is a long way away.
There's a map in the Rocks off in Sydney. It's in a bar in Sydney. There's a place called the Rocks, which is like a trendy place. And it had a map of Australia, and it superimposed with the whole of Europe stuck in the middle of Australia.
It basically, it's the whole of Europe, isn't it?
Yeah. So the only place that makes Australia look small is Africa.
Getting there, well, as you well know, it's a 24-hour trip on a good day, isn't it?
Then you've got the jet lag and everything that goes with it.
And then you have to come back and play a game of football.
Yeah. Their loss is our gain, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And that was one of the things that was kind of talking about the African Cup of Nations that Australia have been invited into, haven't they? Is that right? They've been invited into the African Cup of Nations? Anyway.
They were invited into Eurovision, so why not?
Yeah, they've been invited into everything, aren't they?
Yeah.
So we're going to lose Burgess, which is arguably we've got cover for him. It could be argued, although he's going to be a big loss.
Yes.
And
possibly Morsey, but
he's not getting in the Egyptian side. He's in a 55-man long list.
Yes,
I mean, crikey, a couple more, and you and me would have been in it. And 50. For some reason, obviously they're blessed with centre midfield talent in Egypt because he's not getting games. So touch wood. Hopefully, he's not going to be going for a lengthy period.
No,
or if he does. If he does get selected, if he has the good sense to get himself booked on the day before.
Yes.
So he misses two games that he would have missed anyway.
Yes. That would be quite clever.
Yeah, that would be quite clever. It was my idea, by the way, if anyone thinks of it.
But, and the other idea, which Mr. McKenna, he listens every week.
Yeah.
The idea, if they have better midfield players in Egypt than we do here, than Sam Morsey, then maybe we should be looking towards Egypt to get another player.
Quite possibly, yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. Indeed. Shall we look at incomings?
Incomings,
tweets, emails, etc.
Incomings. Jay Stansfield. That's exciting.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Go on then. Talk me through that one while I search my phone.
He's a player I have actually admired since he kind of came on the scene at Exeter. Obviously, he's got emotional attachment to Exeter. Scored a hat-trick on his last appearance for them, didn't he? He seems to be taking a step up to the Championship in his stride at a misfiring Birmingham side. And I would not object if we paid a little bit of money towards signing him in January. And there endeth my thoughts on Jay Stansfield.
So we usually get emails and tweets about incomings and outgoings. I think we've probably got one on incomings again. But if we did sign him, or another similar, who can you see going? Because I can't see we'll keep everyone.
No, tricky one. And this is why I'm not a manager, because this is the bit I'd find difficult.
This is why you don't know everything you need.
I'd have a squad of about 80 players, because I just wouldn't have the heart to tell any of them they're not needed.
Yeah, no, it's horrible.
Maybe Jackson. Maybe look at, I don't know, I don't see why Ladapo is not getting more of a go, to be honest.
Yeah, he's not getting a lot, is he? Why, it makes you wonder whether he might be.
Yeah.
Because Ladapo is an out-and-out striker, yeah, isn't he? Whereas yeah. Jackson is, I mean, obviously McKenna likes Jackson for his speed and pace.
And his obviously professionalism, but there's, I don't think there's a bad apple in there at the moment.
No.
Hurst's hold-up plays is magnificent. I mean, as a striker, he does much more than score goals.
Oh, my goodness, he works his socks off.
Yeah. Hurst. But, seeing as I can't, as for some reason Ladapo's not getting a game, I think he might be wise for a loan out somewhere.
A loan or a departure, as in?
Oh, it depends how much we get offered, really. Yeah. But I still think he's got a role here. That's the thing, and I can't quite understand why he's not getting a game. I mean, we've got a loan player in Dane Scarlett, maybe, I don't know.
He has the odd glimmer of trickery that we see, and you can tell there's obviously a player in there.
There's a player in there somewhere.
I think McKenna would like to keep him for a bit longer, certainly.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'll be going, not at Christmas anyway.
A Stansfield signing I would be not averse to. But the great thing is about Kieran McKenna, and I think this is quite an important quality in any Ipswich Town manager, he knows much more about football than I do. And every decision that he's made so far appears to have been absolutely spot on. So in Kieran, I trust. And if he suddenly signed Joe Hart and played him up front, I'd find it difficult to argue, because he'd know more. Because Kieran knows
everything.
Kieran knows more than I do about football.
In Kieran, I trust. Hashtag iKit. Right, this is things coming in. Dean Mitchell, hello Dean. Merry Christmas, GB, and the Popmaster. Notices you've been on the
Merry
radio.
Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you for that. And same to you, Dino. I can only look forwards after all the terrible social media after Saturday's game. At Leeds this weekend, would it be worth trying Taylor for Broadhead and give us some extra protection in midfield as well as his goal-scoring threat?
Good point.
Thoughts?
Probably worth doing, I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dino, mate, he knows more about football than I do.
Dino should play there.
No, he clearly knows more about football than I would. So that's a good idea. Yeah, a little bit more protection, kind of defensively. I think Taylor's been very unlucky not to get more of a crack, because he looks a very good player.
He is a good player, but I don't see him in that Morsi Luongo role.
No.
He has played there, and it didn't work, did it, at West Brom?
He's not a steely ball winner those two are.
No, he sits. I think he's better sitting in front of the midfield, isn't he? He's got a good strike on him. He is a good player, but this is from Izzy, local Izzy, if I can find
it. Not my sister, is it?
Well, I don't know. Are you the vulture's sister, is he? You a female vulture? hi, Graham. Izzy works here. So as I won't be able to leave you a note, he left something as an email. My question for this evening is, how bleep, 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 bleep did Town only get a draw on Saturday? Will there be a match where we pay dearly for missing golden opportunities to score? Well, I think that was one of them, wasn't it? Thanks, Izzy.
I think we covered why we didn't, how we didn't win it. Just a little bit of composure in front of goal, and the radar being off, not being clinical enough.
Yeah.
And a wiser mind than I, i.e. Kieran, said that after the game.
Yeah. And maybe a bit too much enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah. Wanted to please too much, maybe a little bit, which is understandable. You know, we've been waiting for a victory in this fixture for a long, long time, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, I think when we play better opposition, it could come back to bite us.
This is it.
Certainly, you know, like it, we arguably against Leeds when we played Leeds down here. The only time they had, what, £70 million of striking talent
force and then
was against us.
Yes, and then it was the week after that, what's his name, left.
Yeah, one of them, Somerville. No, not Somerville.
No, when I said left, I think it's, what's the Latin for left?
Sinister.
Yeah.
Sinistra. Yeah. Him, yeah.
Hey. Sinister. Look at us. Yes. Yeah, when I said left, I didn't mean that, but it suddenly came to me that that's it. Oh, we've got another a massage. Just has just come in. Oh, this is Izzy again. Hello, Izzy. Izzy, you're live. She said, as far as she knows, she's not your sister.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up.
Thanks for that, Izzy.
My sister is called Izzy.
Is she? Yeah. I mean, Izzy.
Izzy, yeah. Isabel. Everyone calls her Izzy.
Right, from Alex. Great news about Luongo today, as I think he and Morsi are... Oh, this is, goes on to pretty much what we're on about. As he and Morsi are integral to our solidarity in midfield. My question to the panel, will inevitable suspensions, that must be Morsi, or injury in this department, with inevitable suspensions or injury in this department, do you feel we need to sign another similar player in January? Thank you, Alex. Cheers, Alex.
I'm the panel now, a panel of one.
Yes, you are the panel. Well, there's always only been a panel of one, or very has been two occasionally. But
okay. If I'll take this one first, if I may. It's a good idea, but you don't want too many players because then you've got keep so many people happy. Even the good ship Ipswich Town at the moment, which seems to be a very happy ship.
It does, yes.
People are, you know, why aren't I playing? Why aren't I playing, boss? Why aren't I playing? If you sign a player in, yeah, has that got a possibility of disrupting the group? And I think we've got cover in that area with Ball, the aforementioned Taylor, although, as you quite correctly say, he's not a similar player. He's your Rude Hullet spraying passes and being pretty in the middle of the park, not your Julian Dix getting stuck in the middle.
No, he's more your Evans midfielder,
isn't
he?
Yeah. And then you've got, of course, Evans when he's fit, if he's
that
fit.
That is true. And Ball actually is more of a defensive midfielder, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he'd probably fit that role better than...
Yeah, so I think we are covered in that area.
Yeah.
But it's never a bad thing to...
Plus Humphreys, of course.
But Humphreys, yeah.
Yeah,
good. It's never a bad thing to strengthen any department in any team.
But then you'd probably have to lose the
other one or two. Exactly, yeah. You've got someone well-loved you'd have to lose and say goodbye to.
Thoughts on that one. This is, who are we? Bermondsey Blue. I've heard several fans suggest we should concentrate on the teams chasing us and not worry about Leicester, who'll win the league anyway. Possibly. While I disagree with that point of view, I'd be interested to know which of the two games coming up would you prefer to win if you could only win one of them?
Leeds.
Keep
next
up
question.
The good work and happy Christmas. Same to you, Bermondsey. Leeds, yeah. I think we have to say yes.
We were discussing this in the green room, weren't we?
Yeah.
Leicester are kind of almost over the hill and gone. We're only 3 points off them, if I remember right. I could be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. But we're only 3 points off them, but they look as if they're getting results just in the most outright ridiculous ways and grinding them out. And they have the stamp to me of a championship-winning team. They're not over the hill and gone yet, but I think it would be more in our interests to beat Leeds than it would be to beat Leicester.
Yes.
Although 3 points coming from any source is not to be sneezed at all.
No, and I did watch the Birmingham Leicester game the other day, and Birmingham had a hell of a lot of possession, especially first half and in the before and well. Leicester's first goal, they just broke away. They just got speed on the break right through the middle. And we can get caught like that occasionally.
Yeah,
I've got to worry about that.
Yeah.
But,
That's my thought. Look at the teams below us. And if we do overhaul Leicester, and then great. But, if you said to me now, right, you have to win one game, I'd say that'd be Leeds.
Yeah.
And who doesn't love winning at Elland Road?
Dirty, dirty Leeds.
First game I ever went to at Elland Road was a FA Cup tie, 1990. We won it 1-0 against all the odds. Jason Dizel scored. And it was hilarious, frankly.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Do we know if Leeds have got to play Leicester again yet?
I'd imagine they would have to, because everyone's played everyone. No one's played each other twice yet, have they?
No, they shouldn't have done that.
No.
Actually, they used to. In fact, we've got it coming up, haven't we?
We've got Leicester. The quick.
We've got two Leicesters. Yeah, yes.
Two Leicesters within a month, haven't we?
Yeah. Do you know a few years ago? Early on, when I was only in my 80s, they used to, at Christmas, there was a changeover, wasn't there? You'd play one match at home, and then literally 2 days later, you'd play the away game.
Yeah.
We won. I remember, I didn't go. I wasn't even that young, old, whatever the word is. When we actually lost 10-1 at Fulham,
And beat them 2 days later, didn't we?
Beat them 2 days later at home 4-2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's very close, because we got Leicester at home on Boxing Day, haven't we? And then and you've got to be fair, you've got to feel sorry for the Leicester fans having to come down for night game on Boxing Day. It's even worse, isn't it? Because you've then got, you can't get home.
Exactly. And commensurately, I mean, this is a slightly selfish one, but the one ground I've not been to in the Championship is Leicester.
Mm.
And I had that circled in the diary, and then they moved it to a Monday night.
It's a Monday night on Sky again.
So yeah. The Sky are giving it to both sets of fans, to be fair to them. I know Leicester fans, and I've got great sympathy with their plight, and it's just very unfortunate and very sad, and we're going to have Sky Sports Ipswich before too long. Our games on Sky.
Just about every single one is on Sky now, isn't it? Yeah. Is QPR on Sky as well? Isn't it?
Not sure.
Because that's 7:45 kick off,
yeah,
or 8 o'clock
Friday night, isn't it? Friday night.
That's got to be on Sky, surely, because it would have originally been Saturday. Yeah. I can't remember, because there's so many coming out, isn't there?
Yeah.
Talking of games coming up, then, folks, what are you going to? Well, should we take the next two, because there's not going to be a show before the next two have finished? I wouldn't have thought so. Leicester and Leeds, and Leicester, rather, in that order.
Leeds and Leicester.
What are your thoughts?
So this is how I'd rate the points haul from all of those games. 6 points would be out of this world, amazing, unbelievable.
Oh, Jeff.
4 points would be fantastic. 3 points would be great. 2 points, you can get 2 points, can't you?
You can get two.
2 points. 2 points would be okay. 1 point and no points would be slightly disappointing in my book.
5 points, you'd be happy with that. Look at him.
Bad my maths is. You can't do that to
me. Brain working.
5 points would be really funny.
Yeah,
actually,
it would be good.
Something would have gone wrong. But if we got 4 points out, 4 points out of the six, I'll be more than happy. I think realistically we might be looking at two, but then again, we would say that since the Sunderland game, we've been saying, take a point out of this one.
Mm.
We won it.
Yeah.
Watford, take a point out of this one. We won it.
Yeah.
Borough, take a point out of this one. We won it.
Yeah.
I mean, stop me if I'm getting predictable here.
Yeah.
You know, in 1981.
Yeah, West Brom was the only time the things came off, wasn't it?
Well, that's the only game we haven't turned up to this season, West Brom. I think we're more than capable. We're more than capable of winning both games. But... if we came away with 4 points, even 3 points out of the pair of them, then...
Do we know how many games Morsi's got to survive before he gets suspended?
I think it's something like March or something like that.
No, really?
You've got to get through 9 games.
No.
Not going to happen. No. No.
Oh, dear. As you say, let's hope he gets taken to Australia, to the African
Cup of
whatever
Nations.
Is, and
he gets a 5-match ban.
Yeah, exactly.
African Cup of Nations covers it.
Yeah. Right, Volch, as a way of wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, Volch is going to play us out on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to play you out, aren't I? Yeah,
you are.
I volunteered to do this.
So I'm going to say goodbye and thank you everyone for listening. And Volch has got a specially composed tune, which you may or may not recognise, and it's not Santa Baby, whatever.
No, well, I think we've got to appreciate that this time of year, someone very special arrived.
Exactly. So I'm going to say goodbye. Yeah. I'm going to leave you with Volch to play us out. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and a happy Christmas to you all. And where were you, Slower Ball, by the way? Just as
were Slower Ball?
Slower, where are you? Hope everything's all right. Happy Christmas, everyone. Here's the Volch.
We've got Super Kieran McKenna. He knows exactly what we need. Wolfie at the back, Ladapo in attack, Town are going to win the Football League. Merry Kieran-mas, everyone.